Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here, Simon. It's the 9th of August 2015. This is my audio blog. I want to say a huge thank you to a number of people, really, for responding to my question about preparing for Periscope, preparing to do Periscopes. I want to say thank you to McColgan and to Armani Blog and to Fireman Rich and to Slandy, of course. I've really enjoyed listening to the responses and I found them very, very interesting and thought-provoking. Lots of things that I really wouldn't have thought of necessarily, although they might seem obvious now, but some really great tips. I've learned that first image at the beginning of a scope is very, very important, because that's the image that people are going to see in the as the thumbnail as a preview. It's going to be blurred, I'm aware of that as well, but it's going to be potentially back to front because of the way that cameras in phones tend to work, particularly front-facing cameras tend to reverse the image, and the applications don't necessarily take that into account. So I've seen Fireman Rich using an Android phone and the images are reversed, so that's something to be aware of and be mindful as I plan my first periscopes. And the level of professionalism and the informality of it, the intimacy of it, in a way. I think I've started to get the message there, that perhaps I need to not be looking at such a polished kind of produced experience, but one where I'm a little bit more informal and a bit more human might be better received by a Periscope audience. Things that have been said by all of you, really, but I'm particularly Mining Blog and Fireman Rich and Stefano, they were talking about being ready to receive comments and interact with the audience, and welcoming the input from audience. Yeah, you can. If you get somebody who's offensive, then they can be banned, so you don't have to interact with those guys. But most people will tend to be. Very engaged with the content and very kind and very friendly, and how to incorporate those into a Periscope. So how I would incorporate that into a musical focused Periscope that I might do. So that's been very interesting food for thought. Rather than just going on and showing a performance, I could actually just consider other options, like talking about the technology that I'm using and showing people what the technology can do and what it can't do, and maybe getting questions from people in the audience about the technology. So that could be very different. It could be more focused on the technology rather than on the music itself. That's interesting food for thought, and maybe I could see what works best. I could do some episodes where I was more focused on the technology, and other episodes where it's focusing on the performance, or a mixture of both, to see what see what the feedback is for both types. So that's all very, very interesting indeed. I could make it all about the Cork Volca range and Monotribe and Monotron and make it all about that, and maybe find an audience who are interested in those particular ranges of technology. So yeah, lots and lots of food for thought. So while the preparation around the musical skill, I'm obviously anxious about people being negative about my level of skill, because I'm not a very skilled musician. But that I shouldn't maybe I shouldn't be scared of that. Maybe I should just welcome that and let people welcome me or not, and just see how it goes and take a chance, take a risk. So yeah, that's definitely something that I really should take seriously as an idea. However, the technology side of things, the technical aspects of doing a scope focused on music, I can't remember who it was now, but I think it might have been Stefano, or it might have been Fireman Rich, but the technical aspects of how I'm going to get the audio sound from my instruments into the scope, that is something that I want to get right before I proceed. So yeah, absolutely, that's something that I want to get absolutely spot on before I start. So that's one thing that I'm really focusing on. So I mentioned, I think, before that I've got a cable that kind of does the job, but I need a slightly different configuration of cable to get a perfect result. So I'm probably going to hold out until I've got that correct solution before I embark on doing a scope. The other thing that Fireman Rich mentioned was to do with the stand for the phone itself. Need to have the right equipment so that the phone is being correctly supported and oriented, and I think that's the main thing that I've struggled with in my experiments so far, is holding it by hand. It's quite good because you can then focus on individual bits of the technology, but the disadvantages are that one is you've got to keep an eye on the screen, and you've got to have an eye on the screen so that you know where the screen is pointing, and rather than focusing my eyes on the piece of technology itself the instrument I'm trying to play. But the other aspect is it consumes a hand. So if I'm using one hand to hold the phone, then that only leaves me on one other hand to interact with the instruments, which has been a struggle as well. So having the right equipment to hold the phone in the right place is going to be key. So I want to get those two things sorted, the audio aspect of it, and the holding of the phone. I want to get those things right, because for what I'm trying to do, those things are important. You know, it's not like reading a poem, and where I can just have my phone propped up on my laptop and have it looking straight at me. That's not really appropriate for what I'm trying to do. Yeah, for my scopes there will be something interesting visually to look at, as well as to hear. So those things are important. And yeah, as Stefano said, YouTube is another place where I can do these things, but and you know, I have done YouTube videos and have had good feedback from them, so that's great. but I'm particularly interested in what Periscope does differently, and I think that the interaction stuff that you get is really quite interesting. There's also some stuff that seems to be interesting out there about the recordings. So, you know, this just shows how novice I am, but as somebody, you can obviously you can interact with a you can join a Scope as it's being live, as it's being recorded. You can join it live, and then you can also watch the recording after it's ended. You can watch that recording. I think they elapse within 24 hours, I think people have mentioned. So on within the Periscope app itself, you can still watch within a day, and then it's gone. But people seem to be using other tools to have that persistent record of the Scope. So there's something, is it called Catch with a K, and it's a separate account that you need to have, and you, I don't know how you connect that up so that is participating in the Periscope and records it for you for posterity. I don't know how it works, but so somebody can explain what I need to do there, because I don't want to make a mistake and just, you know, miss off any of these additional tools and plugins and things that are required to really do it properly. So yeah, that'll be of interest as well. Okay, that's enough rambling from me, I think, for now. It's almost 12 minutes. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. And I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-poo.